Proverbs chapter 20. Good evening. My name is Garrett Kirchhoy. I'm with Faith Word Baptist Church. I'm planning on being a missionary to Botswana, Africa, leaving in 7 weeks. One of these days I'll figure it out. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, the title of this message is Wines on the Lees, Well Refined. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, the Bible reads, Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word, Lord. I pray your spirit be upon me, Lord. And Lord, I pray it be understandable. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The Bible speaks very strongly against alcohol. Proverbs chapter 20 says that wine is a mocker. Proverbs chapter 20 says that strong drink is raging. Proverbs chapter 20 says, and whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. Deuteronomy 32 says that wine is a poison to dragons. Deuteronomy 32 says that wine is a cruel venom of asps. Deuteronomy 32 says that wine is a vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Proverbs 23 says that wine causes woe. Proverbs 23 says that wine causes contentions. Proverbs 23 says, look not thou upon the wine when it is red. Proverbs 31 says, not for kings to drink wine. Proverbs 31 says, not for princes to drink strong drink. Proverbs 31 says, we pervert the law when we drink wine. Numbers 28 says that wine is for the burnt offering. Numbers 28 says that we are poured out the wine before the Lord. The Bible speaks very strongly that wine represents the wrath of God, which is poured without mixture. Hannah in the Bible says that wine is for the sons of Belial. Hannah in the Bible says that wine is for the sons of the devil. Hannah in the Bible says wine is not for those who pour out their soul before the Lord. Ham used wine to humiliate his father. Belteshazzar used wine to humiliate his neighbor. Lot's daughters used wine to humiliate their father, Lot. The Bible speaks very strongly against alcohol. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 25. Not only does the Bible speak strongly against alcohol, but it speaks strongly that wine can be juice as well. Isaiah 65 calls it the new wine. Isaiah 65 says it's found in the cluster. Isaiah 65 says destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. Song of Solomon calls it juice. Song of Solomon calls it spiced wine. Song of Solomon calls it the juice from the pomegranate from my mother's house. Genesis chapter 40 says that the chief butler pressed grapes. Genesis chapter 40 says he pressed them out of his hand. Genesis chapter 40 says he pressed grapes into Pharaoh's cup. The first word of wine press is wine. The second word of wine press is press. The wine press is used to press grapes into juice. Ziba gave David a bottle of wine. Ziba gave David's men a bottle of wine. Ziba gave David's men and whoever such as be faint in the wilderness. Nehemiah had fresh meat prepared for him every day. Nehemiah had fresh juice prepared for him every 10 days. Nehemiah and his men drank juice and not wine. Jesus said he would not drink the fruit of the vine till kingdom come. Jesus said he would not drink of the Father's vine till his kingdom come. Jesus said he would not partake of the fruit of the vine till the Father's kingdom is come. The Bible speaks very strongly that wine can be juice as well. Now, speaking about the great feast when the Father's kingdom has come, Isaiah 25:6 talks about that feast. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. A number of people have asked me about this verse and asked me, saying, does this mean that Jesus is going to serve his alcohol when the Father's kingdom has come, or is he going to serve his juice? Let's go ahead and take a closer look at this. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people of fat things. The word fat or fatness occurs 134 times in the Bible. The good definition for fat is abundance or plentiness or excess. If someone's fat, they've got abundance. They've got plentiness or they got excess. Or the fatness of the land is the abundance of the land or the plentiness of the land or the excess of the land. Let's go to the second phrase. A feast of wines on the lees. Notice he says wines, plural, on the lees. He's not saying lees of the juice, which is basically the pulp. He's not saying lees of the wine, which is basically the sediment. But he says wines on the lees. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 38. What does it mean to be on the lees? The phrase on the lees occurs four times in the Bible, two times in Isaiah chapter 25, one time in Jeremiah 48, and one time in Zephaniah chapter 1. The context of Jeremiah 48 is this is judgment, God's judgment against Moab. One of his criticisms against Moab is they were settled on their lees, or they're resting upon their works and in their treasures. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11 speaks, Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. A parallel verse is verse 7, where he says, for because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures. So when you're settled on your lees, you're trusting in your works and your treasures. Let's go back to Isaiah 25. Zephaniah chapter 1 is a very similar judgment, but it's against Judah. God is criticizing them for being settled on their lees, or they're trusting in their silver and in their gold. So a good definition for on the lees is on the abundance of or the wealth of. So when you look at that second phrase, a feast of wines on the lees means he's going to give us a feast of juices on the abundance of the land or the wealth of the land. Let's go to the third phrase. Of fat things full of marrow. The word marrow occurs five times in the Bible. Three of the times it means fullness of or substance of. The other two times it literally means bone marrow. What's the bone marrow? The substance of the bone or the fullness of the bone. So basically we have three very similar words or phrases. We have fat or fatness, which means abundance or excess or plentiness. We have on the lees, which means on the abundance of or on the wealth of. And we have marrow, which is fullness or substance. So let's go through those four parallel statements. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things or abundant things, a feast of wines on the lees or juices on the wealth of the land or abundance of the land, of fat things full of marrow or substance, of wines on the lees, well refined. And so you ask, why are you saying that he's going to give us juice on the abundance of the land or juice on the wealth of the land? Well, first of all, the Bible speaks very strongly against alcohol. Like, don't even look at it. Right. Secondly, Jesus calls it the fruit of the vine three times. And number three, this fourth phrase. Let's look at the fourth phrase. Of wines on the lees, well refined. What does well refined mean? Pure. Pure. See, the word refined, tried, and purified are used interchangeably in the Bible. So when something's well refined, it's pure. That makes sense. See, a good juice is pure fruit. A good alcoholic wine is not pure fruit. A good alcoholic wine is tainted fruit. Basically, you take most or all the sugar of the juice and you convert it to poison. That's not well refined at all. That's not pure at all. So when he calls it wines on the lees well refined, he's calling it that pure juice on the abundance of the land or the wealth of the land. So you say, why am I preaching this? Well, I'm planning on being a missionary in Botswana. Botswana is in the southern region of Africa. It's about the size of Texas, has about 2 million people in it. Botswana is considered a Christian nation. Although nobody seems to be preaching the gospel there, it's dominated by the Pentecostal churches, the Protestant churches, and the Catholic Church has a presence there as well. Most of the church services seem to be in English. I believe very strongly that a good missionary must be a soul winner, must be a recruiter, and must be a teacher. And when you teach, you need to teach against the sins of the land. Alcohol is a big sin in Africa. It's actually reached to the house of the president. The president of the country actually issued a 70% tax levy or tax increase upon all alcohol products in the nation. And he's warning the people, saying, if you don't cut down your consumption, I'm going to add another 70% on top of that. Why is alcohol so popular there? Well, first of all, it's in the churches. The reason why it's in the churches is there's a lot of confusion in that people see about alcohol. There's a lot of false teachings about alcohol. Also, their Bibles are messed up. Believe it or not, John chapter 2 and many of their versions says that Jesus turned water into alcohol. Not water into wine, but water and alcohol. We need to get the King James Version to as many people as we can. We need to translate their Bibles into the King James Version, into their own motherland. We need to preach hard against sin. We're actually opening up a Baptist church in Haberoni, which is the capital city. We're going to open it up September 25th. Pastor Anderson is going to conduct the first two services. I'll take over the 28th. We're going to preach hard against all the sins of the land. I can't guarantee we're going to bring down the alcohol consumption in the country of Botswana, but I can bring it down in our church. When we preach the King James Bible, when we preach hard, if they still don't listen to that, we'll kick them out of church, like 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. And if the other churches follow suit, maybe the alcohol consumption will come down, and the president will be happy. The title of this message is Wines on the Lees, Well Refined. Number one, the Bible speaks very strongly against alcohol. Number two, the Bible speaks strongly that wine can be juice. And number three, Wines on the Lees, Well Refined means that Jesus is going to serve as pure fruit juice from the abundance of the land or the wealth of the land, whether you're from America or from Botswana. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I thank